Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, John chapter 6, two verses, verses 25 and 26. When they found him on the other side of the lake, when the crowd found him, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." An old writer once said that many people want Jesus for the same reason the farmer wants his cow, for the milk and the cheese. That's an apt description of many in the crowd on that day when Jesus fed the 5,000 with the boys' lunch. After the miraculous, bountiful meal, the crowds were on the hunt for Jesus. They wanted to be with and near the man who could provide them with daily food. But Jesus told the crowds that they wanted him for the wrong reasons. They sought bread for the day. He offered them bread for life. So why do you seek Jesus? Are you trusting in him as your Lord or as a miracle worker? Jesus came to seek and save the lost, to die on the cross for our sin. He's not a genie who grants us our wishes. He's the bread of life, God in the flesh, who came to pay the penalty for sin. Desiring him for anything less than our personal Savior is a miss, an eternal miss. Lord Jesus, I confess today that I do not trust in you as a miracle worker, as someone who can grant me all the things I want. I trust in you as my Savior, the one who died on the cross for my sin, the only one who can place me in a personal relationship with the living God and can take me to be with you in heaven forever. Thank you for being my Lord and my Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like to know more about trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.